You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com and this is People and Places. Hello, I'm Yvonne Archer and here's today's guest.
Hello, my name is Mohamed Ahmed Adamu and I come from Chad. It's a country in Central Africa. My mother tongue is Arabic.
The people of Chad speak many different local languages, but their country has two official languages, French and Arabic, so they're spoken and understood by most people in Chad. But did you notice the useful phrase Mohammed used to tell us about the language he grew up speaking? By saying his mother tongue is Arabic, he also tells us which language his parents and family speak, and even which language he thinks in.
My mother tongue is Arabic.
When most of us think of Chad, we think of a very large country. It's about six times the size of Britain. And we think of sand. But what does Chad really look like? What kind of landscape does it have?
People have a lot of misconception about Chad. They think of Chad of vast desert, but it's not true. I mean, actually, Chad is very varied in terms of landscape. And roughly, you have the biggest part in the north is the desert. And in the south is savanna. And in between, you have what we call the Sahel, which is it's the beginning of the savanna and the end of the desert.
As Mohammed put it, many of us have a lot of misconceptions. We have the wrong idea about Chad's landscape. Yes, there are vast deserts, extremely large sandy areas in the north. But in the south, Mohammed described the landscape as savanna. So it's rich with many rivers and vegetation. Then in between, in the middle, separating the desert from the savanna, there's the Sahel, where Mohammed is from, and the north holds pleasant surprises.
The biggest part in the north is the desert, and in the south is savanna, and in between you have what we call the Sahel, which is it's the beginning of the savanna and the end of the desert. You come across oases, and in the extreme north, then you have the Tibesti region, which is really fantastic. It's a lunar landscape.
Mohammed describes the extreme north of Chad as having a lunar landscape. So, wow, it looks like the moon. You're listening to People and Places from bbclearningenglish.com. At the age of 20, Mohammed left Chad to go to journalism school in Cameroon. But when he got home 3 years later, things didn't go as he'd envisaged, as he'd expected, hoped, or imagined. As Mohammed continues with his story, he uses the key words and phrases political situation, press freedom, and activist. Can you guess what did happen when he got back to Chad?
I wanted to start working as a journalist. That's where trouble came. And I saw that I couldn't do my job as I envisaged it and in Chad, in the, considering the political situation. So I've been a bit of activist about defending press freedom, and of course it doesn't go well with the leaders.
Mohammed became a journalist in Chad as planned, but he also became an activist. He tried to help make it possible for the press or media to do its job properly, freely, and without the fear of being stopped or unfairly influenced by the government and other powerful people. But life became rather dangerous for Mohammed, so he left for the United States. And one opportunity led to another, and another, and another. And Mohammed, a journalist in Washington, eventually became a BBC journalist here in London.
I was like, how is it like to go and work for the BBC? Let me just go and try it. And I've been here for 7 years. So it's interesting experience. But my heart is always back in Chad.
Despite the volatile situation, sudden periods of violent conflict, Mohammed still tries to visit his family and friends as often as he can. And he plans to return home for good as soon as he can make a contribution to his country. Mohammed would like to start up or begin a new project or business, for example. So he'd like to create jobs for people back home in Chad.
The only reason I've been away is, of course, because of the political situation, which is very volatile. But definitely and ultimately, I return to Chad because I think I still have to contribute. Definitely, I want to be creative. Don't ask me exactly what I'm going to do. But I just don't see myself going back working for government or for whoever. But I want to start up something which is original and which can generate jobs for other people. And I have plenty of ideas, but I have to work on them.